You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Yo, so it is definitely a mindset tonight. It is Sunday, about 10:21 p.m. Well, 10:21 exactly. So, you know, I didn't expect to record this tonight, but it was something that's kind of was on my heart to actually tell you guys today. So, you know, if something's on my heart, I actually have to roll with it. That's just something a part of me. That's something that I just have to do. That's something I promised myself that I was going to do regardless of what time it is. So I've learned that when you're creative, you have to get things out, because the things that you're itching to get out, it's for somebody. So tonight I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about one. I want to talk about using your resources and counting your wins. So when I talk about using your resources, so like something that I am going to, well, something I'll tell you guys. So like probably maybe about right before I moved to Murfreesboro, probably about maybe like a month ago, probably the week of that I was moving because I was off work, I had watched a YouTube video from Issa Rae. And if you don't know who Issa Rae is, she is the creator of HBO's show Insecure. Insecure is definitely a staple in our house, like Terrell has said on Battle of the Barnes. It's something that we watch very frequently. We watch it almost every day. I can probably recite every single word on every single season. There's two seasons. There's 16 episodes, I think, total. I can probably recite every single word from each episode. No joke. We watch it so much. So this episode this YouTube video that Issa Rae had did, you know, something that she said, and it really stood out to me, and it's something that stuck with me, and I want to share with you guys today if you haven't seen it. So she had talked about how she had used her resources, how she did whatever she could do to make Awkward Black Girl work. And Awkward Black Girl was how she got big. She had raised money for her YouTube channel, her YouTube show, Awkward Black Girl. She talked about how she called her friends and had her friends, hey, be this character. People who didn't have any experience, she was like, hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. She did whatever she had to do to make it work. And she said one thing in particular that stood out to me. And I don't know if she was joking, because she's quite the jokester, and I love her for that. So I don't know if she was joking or if she was real about this, because she said this one thing that stood out to me. She said, you know, there was times where I was even like, hey, let me hold this lamp in front of the camera just to get the lighting right. Like, let me hold a lamp up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be willing to hold a lamp up in front of the camera to make things work. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Like, you know, something that Sarah Jakes said too as well. Sarah Jakes is also somebody I do follow a lot. She's the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes. She's actually ordained pastor in L.A. I think she's actually moved to Denver now. So I've been following her for probably about 4 or 5 years. So something that ties into what Issa Rae had going on that Sarah Jakes said was, sometimes you got to get it how you live, because you can't afford to pay folks for everything. And think about that. So Issa Rae said, I held up a lamp to make things work. And Sarah Jakes said, hey, I have a degree from YouTube University, because sometimes you got to get it how you live. You can't afford to be paying folks for everything. And that's so real, you know, and I'm just relating that to where I'm at right now, because, you know, as far as me blogging, I knew nothing about a blog. Nothing about a blog. I just knew that you type some stuff up and you put it out. You put it on a website, whatever. That's all I knew. So for me, you know, when I want to talk about using my resources with me doing my blog, so, you know, me in my head, I'm thinking, hey, so I'm going to write this blog. But, you know, me, I'm the type of person, look, I'm a millennial. I am, you know, I was not an English major, but, you know, me using my resources, one, my mom is a sixth grade English teacher. So I'm thinking, hey, I can have my mom read this blog. She can fix it. She can fix the grammar because I am typing how I talk. A lot of us do, especially social media has ruined that. I tweet like I talk, you know, so like I said, social media has ruined that for us. So, but I'm thinking, hey, I don't want to use my mom because my mom's going to be too picky. Mom's going to be too picky. She's going to criticize. She's going to do too much. So instantly I thought about, hey, I had a teammate, and you know, I want to give a shout out to Blair Bowens right now. Blair Bowens, because she was the person behind my blogs. I would send Blair my blogs. She was an English major. So I'm thinking, boom, I got a teammate, Blair Bowens, who was an English major when college. You know what I'm saying? So let me send her these blogs. She can fix the grammar on these blogs and send them back. So that was a resource that I had, you know what I'm saying, that God laid out for me. So I was so blessed for that. That's an example that I'm talking about, using your resources, just like Issa Rae says. She called her friends, hey, we got to do something to make us work. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. So you got to build relationships with people too, because you never know when their talents, you never know when you're going to need their talents. So definitely think about that. So, and something else too, I'm thinking about too. So I'm blogging, you know, I'm typing, I've got Blair, I'm sending Blair my stuff on notes. And, you know, shout out to Apple for the notes, because, you know, now you got the notes on Apple where you can add people to the notes, and as soon as you type something, they can see it on your notes, and she can fix it right then, and it's already fixed. So I'd copy and paste it, I would put it to Pages, and I'd put it out. So shout out to Blair for that. So then, you know, I'm thinking about, hey, so as far as me, just, you know, I'm gonna tie back into what Sarah said about the UT University. So I finally got to the point where you know, I'm podcasting, doing a blog. I'm kind of falling back from my blog a little bit because I'm in the point of transitioning. So I'm thinking, boom, my cousin's husband, he just launched his podcast. Boom, I need somebody to help me with my podcast. How did you get started? Woo. So I used him as my resource, and he just was telling me, hey, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. So like, I'm thinking, hey, like, he can definitely put me on because it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. So I used him as a resource for him to help me with that. You know what I'm saying? And that's something, the relationship I had built with him previously. So he helps me with that. You know, so then I'm thinking, man, you know, and also too, I want to take a step back for a little bit. Something I forgot to mention, you know, when I'm doing my fourth quarter stuff, I'm like, hey, you know, I start selling my t-shirts. I start, you know, putting pictures that I'm thinking, hey, man, I need somebody to come take these pictures. Like, I need to have like a little mini photo shoot. So who can I find with a camera? So dang, boom, my homeboy Brooks. I remember that I had let my homeboy Brooks use my Amazon account to buy a green screen for him to take pictures. So my homeboy Brooks got a camera. I let him use my Amazon subscription to buy that green screen for his picture. So I'm thinking, boom, I can have Brooks take my picture. So think about this, man. Like, it pays off when you're good to people. I swear it does. It pays off when you're good to people. It pays off when you look out for people because, you know, just human nature, common courtesy, they're going to look out for you when you need them. So think about that. Think about the relationships that you've built with people. Think about the talents that people around you have, because they're going to be the ones who are going to put you on after you put them on. So just fast forward a little bit. So, you know, I'm podcasting. I'm trying to get things done for my podcast. Like, I reach out to Demetrius because he helped me with my podcast. You know, I'm struggling with that. I also, when I was trying to put my podcast out, my podcast was actually supposed to release a few days before it actually did. But, you know, when you're getting your, for all you future podcasters out there, hit me up if you have some issues, because let me tell you something, it's a headache. You got to get it approved by Apple. You got to get your artwork right. It comes up with an error message. Woo, woo, woo. You know, I tried to use SoundCloud. SoundCloud wasn't working out for me. So he reached out to Demetrius. He's like, hey, I use Podomatic. It's free. So boom, I did Podomatic. My artwork still went right. I'm like, hey, you know, Demetrius, can you help me? And it turns out Demetrius was like, hey, if you need some help with your logos, if you need some help with your artwork, hit me up. So that was another resource that I had. So boom, Demetrius did my logos for my podcast. Did my logos for my podcast. So I was like, hey, Demetrius, it's saying that my artwork wasn't right. Woo-woo. So he had resized my artwork for me, you know, and he did that for me to help me out, because, you know what I'm saying? Because I had built that relationship with him. So like, building relationships is so important, because you never know when you're going to need people. Like, always, like, it's like, even it's the old school saying, like, treat others as you want to be treated. And that's how things work. You know, even with me podcasting now, like, you know, just me, you know, I get, Terrell was like, hey, you know, something you ought to get into. You ought to get into doing interviews with your podcast. So I'm like, man, like, who can I interview? Who can I interview that's going to be relatable? Who can I interview that's on their way to success? Who's got big things going on? So I reach out to my homegirl, Margo. You know, I've always looked out for Margo. Me and Margo looked out for each other. You know, Margo has a great story. So boom, I get Margo on my podcast. And then I'm like, man, who else can I reach out to for my podcast? That somebody's going to be relatable. Somebody's going to help people. Somebody's going to touch somebody. So I'm like, boom, Michaela Epps. You know, Michaela, I grew up, I mean, I saw Michaela grow up. I've known Michaela since she was like 12 years old. So I'm like, boom. I asked Michaela, hey, Michaela, you want to be in my podcast? Woo-woo. And Michaela, big time. You don't know Michaela. Michaela, big time. Michaela got fans. Michaela got an agent. Michaela should have, could have slick been like, hey, I'm going to charge you for this. But she didn't. You know what I'm saying? Just because I looked out for her. I remember there was times where, you know, Michaela was always impressed because my shoe game was on 10. You know, when I was in high school, she was like, hey, let me wear your shoes. So, boom, I would let Michaela wear my shoes. You know what I'm saying? And she probably thinks about stuff like that. So that's why she did the interview for me. You know what I'm saying? Willingly, with no problem. So, like I said, it's so important just building relationships and using your resources. And the last thing that I want to talk about, too, is counting your wins. So, like, there's so many times, especially if you're a person like me who's a competitor, you look so far ahead on things. You know, you focus so much on where you're trying to go and not the accomplishments that you've made. You know, and so I just want to talk a little bit about the wins that I've counted recently. So like me, like, so I'm thinking about, hey, you know, and think about it, some of the stuff that you can get excited about. Like me, I get excited about extremely, extremely small things, but they're wins for me. But sometimes, you know, when you're trying to make it and you're trying to get to a certain destination, you got to count the small things as win to keep yourself going. Like, you have to look at the progress because it's a process. You know what I'm saying? So something like tonight, you know, something tonight I was telling Terrell, and, you know, shout out to Terrell because I don't give Terrell enough credit for as much as he does for me. I'm always giving Terrell a hard time. I'm always coming at him because that's our relationship. I mean, hey, we have a podcast called Battle of the Barn where we're going neck and neck. That's just our relationship because we're competitors. But like Terrell, like, I don't give him enough credit because when I'm doing these podcasts, when I'm breaking these podcasts down, when I'm uploading everything, I am literally ready to have a nervous breakdown. Like, if y'all only knew, like, I'm ready to have a nervous breakdown when I'm doing these podcasts because stuff ain't working right. Like, let me tell you something. Like I said, for you people out there who's about to do a podcast, if you're using a GarageBand, let me tell you something. One click can ruin everything. One click can ruin everything. And I just be ready to go off. Like, I be ready to go off because one click can ruin everything. Like, seriously. So, like, Terrell, like, and you know what? Shout out to Terrell, too, because he's the person who takes all my crap. Like, y'all, and Lord forgive me for saying this, but Terrell's the person who takes the lash out. He takes the cussing out when things don't go right. So if I'm editing my podcast, I'm going off. I'm like, it's not working. It's not working. Then Terrell's like, well, let me look, trying to fix it. And I go off on him about that. You can't fix it because you ain't researched. You don't never help me. You don't put no work in. And he just takes it. He could easily be like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. You got it. I hope it don't work out. But he's like, you know what? Just relax. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do it. Don't worry. And he does it. And he gets it done. And he's patient. So shout out to him for that because he always helps me with that. But when it comes to what Terrell and, you know, and what he does, you know, he cuts me up everything. And like I said, we don't know anything about GarageBand, but we make it work some way, somehow. So the wins that we counted today, a win that I counted is the fact that, so like the last episode that I did, episode 3 that I did with Margo, you know, I don't know if you noticed this or not for you listeners, I added an intro. I added a simple intro to that podcast. You know, it's, hey, woo, woo, you know, you were now tuned into with the background music going. So I was hype about that. I was like, hey, we're going to count that as a win because I just added an intro to that. I was hype. So then, you know, we come to this next episode. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to add an outro to this one. The episode that I did today with Michaela, I'm going to add an outro to this episode. So boom, added that outro at the end of the interview. Hey, you just listened to, you know, It's a Mindset, which is Cara Barnes. I'm your host. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a win to me. Hey, I'll tell you something else, too. I was even hype about this. So, like, even today when we was cutting up, you know, that previous interview that I did with Michaela, we was cutting this one up. We was like, it even, like, it was, and also, too, for the people who's about to listen to that, you know, the last few minutes of the episode, well, probably, like, you know, minute 56, we had a few little technical difficulties. you know, but, you know, the Lord did it. It only lasted for about maybe 2-3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It's a little scratched up, but hey, I couldn't fix that. We still learning. You ain't gonna steal my joy. I'm counting this episode as a win. I'm waiting on it. So like, you know, I could have let that get me down, but I didn't. So like, you know, we're cutting up today. You know, Terrell's editing that episode. He's fixing it up. You know what I'm saying? I see like different regions. If you're familiar with GarageBand, there's like different like regions. Like, you know, it can be a vocal here, a vocal there. You know, I add my intro, I add my music. It's all different places. It's like different like regions. That's what it's called on GarageBand. Like, I got hyped today because I had like 5 different regions. I was cutting stuff up. I was putting thing in this place, putting thing in that place. Bro, I was so hyped today. Let me tell you something. I didn't know what none of that stuff meant that we just did, but it looked important. So I was hyped. So like, wasn't nobody gonna steal my joy from that. You have to learn how to count your wins, even if it's something small. Count your progress and look at the progress that you've made from the previous, because in the day, like, there's so many times it's human nature to focus on what other people are doing. It's human nature to focus on, hey, well, this person's ahead of me. This person has this done. This person has that. It's so easy to do that. But think about it is, though, the only person that you should be competing with is yourself. Is yourself. Like, you got to focus on, hey, last episode I did this different. This episode I'm going to try this. And that is a win for you. That is a win for you. You got to focus on the progress that you made, because that's what's going to keep you going. Because there's going to be times where people ain't excited about the stuff you put out. But think about it, it don't matter, because the only person that needs to be consistent with anything is you, because you're the one who's doing it. The followers ain't going to be consistent. They're just not going to be. That's just how the world works. The only person that needs to be consistent is you. Count your wins, you be excited, and just roll with whatever you put out. So this is something that was totally on my heart tonight. Like I said, I did not expect to do this. It's late. You know, Terrell's going to go to Dallas this week. I want to cuddle. But, you know, it's something that I had to say because it was something that was on my mind, and I'm super hyped about the direction that I'm going in. I'm super hyped about the things that I've got coming up, which it's a mindset. And even with Battle with the Barns, like, and that's something else, too, I even counted as a win. So some people, like, I talked to a girl the other day. She was talking about, hey, me and my sister, we've been working on a podcast, and I'm like, oh, what's the name of it? We ain't put it out yet. So me, you know, I'm telling her, hey, if you need some help, let me know, because I don't want nobody to go through the stress that I went to. So allow me to help you. You know what I'm saying? Because I did that. So, you know, I'm looking at that. I'm like, man, like, you know, so many, especially for myself, I always put things off. I always tell myself, hey, I'm going to do this next month, when next month should really be right now. Like, this one girl, she's talking about putting that one podcast out, and I launched 2 podcasts in 1 week. Think about that. There's still people out this day talking about, hey, I'm going to launch this podcast. Hey, I'm going to launch this blog. 2017, I launched a blog. Well, no, in the 2016. Let me get myself together. I'm really 2017. So 2017, I launched my own website. I launched 2 podcasts. I moved. Got a new apartment. Got a new place. Got a new job. Count your progress. Count your progress and run your own race. You ain't competing against nobody else but yourself, and just continue to focus on that. But shout out to you guys for listening to this last minute podcast. You know, I hope it touched somebody. I hope it encouraged you. Just thank you. I appreciate it. Anything else you guys want to hear from me, just holler at me. Thanks. So that is a wrap for another episode of It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes. And of course, I am your host, Takara Barnes. Once again, just want to thank you guys for listening, and see you next week.